My name's Jennifer Wilson and I've got Jen Malkopakis and I'm at Windy Hill, Molesworth Road, Collinsvale. My husband and I were in alpacas, started in, I think it was 2002 with our first two alpacas.
What made you do that in the first place?
Well, I worked with a girl at H&R Block and she had alpacas and she was going back to England and she has some little baby alpacas and she said to me, we've got to find a home, mum and home for them while we go back to England. And I said to my husband, Peter, oh, I love them. Because we used to go to the Ag Fest and you see the alpacas and I used to love them. I said, I could never afford them. So we brought them up and we kept two of them. We kept Boomer, who was our stud male, and Harris. And from there on, we got up to 38 alpacas, which is only it's only a small amount to a lot of people.
Now, Boomer and Harris, they sound like both male names to me.
Yes, they were, yes.
Were you working miracles there?
Well, no, we started off, then we got a female, and that was Sally. And we got, I think she produced seven or eight babies. And they were beautiful. They're called Kriyas when they're babies. And then we got to 38, and we thought, got a few too many now, so we had to name them down a bit. We got down to, we sat on about 20 for quite a while, and then my husband got sick, and then we just got down to 16, then to 12, then to 8, and now I'm on 4. So I've got 4 wethers. A wether is a male that's been neutered, and I'm quite happy with those 4.
Yeah. They're producing the wool, that's the thing, aren't they?
Yeah, well, the wool producers, well, we'll just walk over here to the, I'm just showing Joel the wool. The wool is produced in New Zealand. And it goes over as fleece, which has been cleaned, and then it's produced in New Zealand at one of the mills there because Australia now doesn't have a commercial mill to do wool. And I have to have it commercially done because I use it on my knitting machines there.
So you need it of a very particular quality and size.
Quality and size. So it's got its little number there, which is a 272-4, which means a 4-ply yarn.
Who does the shearing for you?
Janelle and Byron from Toffeemont Alpacas. I'll give them a little bit of a boost up, yeah, they're fantastic people. And Byron comes up every year and shears them for me. And they run a farm's tours over at their property over at Sorrel.
So how many of these big skeins of wool do you get out of one alpaca?
Oh, you'd get a kilo a bit, depending on the fleece. And, I mean, some animals give you more, some animals don't give you much.
And you're cheating. You're using a knitting machine.
Yeah, well, I can't knit all by hand when you have a look what I knit. Yeah.
How fast can you make one of the little watch caps, the beanies that you showed me before?
7 or 8 minutes.
Wow.
But then I've got to sew it up. I've got to sew the middle up. About 8, 9 minutes and then probably 10 minutes to sew it up. So you're looking at probably 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, that's a much more worthwhile investment of your time, isn't it?
Yes. This knitting machine, I think it's about a 1983-ish. They're a Passat, and they don't make them anymore. And they used to use them up at Oaklands, at the factory up there where they used to make all the cassavine, where they used to use the make the jumpers and things like that.
So what will you do when this gives up the ghost?
Well, I just hope that my mechanic man stays around long enough. Go in here, you can have a really look at them. Now, this boy here is called Rudy. Rudy's about a 9-year-old wether. He's got a lovely little white face, and then he's brown all the rest of it. He has a beautiful fleece, and I usually sell that to hand spinners, and they spin it themselves. Because it's a hand spin, it's a really good hand spinner's fleece.
And here comes the other three that come trooping out of the shed there.
They're all white and they're about 2 years old, so they're only young ones. And they're not a friendly, what you call friendly, to let you pat you, but they'll come up and look at you and they're lovely in the paddock. But they're not real like, not like a sheep you can get down and just pat them, you know.
How often do you have to get spat on before they get used to you and don't do that anymore?
Well, that one would spit on me a bit and I'd used to say to him, you spit on me anymore, you're not getting fed. they've been fed today, so that's why we won't go too close to them, because they've been fed, and only just been fed about half an hour ago. So, and they get fed every day because I like them to be friendly, and I give them loosened chaff and some sheep pellets.
They're happier when they've got a full belly, are they?
Oh, yes, they're really happy, yes. And as anybody says, you don't get too close to them because you can get spat at. Yeah, you know.
What's the spit like for someone who's never had an alpaca spit?
It's green. It's green. It's awful and it stinks. You ask anybody. Yes.
Do they have much of a personality?
Yeah, they do. He will kick, but he's not too bad. We've had them here, like one of my ones that I had, she was born here. She was so friendly. You could go up and put your arm around her and you could pat her and everything. But she was a bit hand-raised because when she was little, her mum didn't have a lot of milk, so we had to feed her. So she got used to humans being around her, and she was beautiful. And when she got sick, she'd even let you go up and give her injections, and she was beautiful. But yeah, she lived to 19 and a half. So they live a good age, yeah.
The spitting is a nice defence, unpleasant but not horrible, but they've got quite substantial-looking claws on their feet too, don't they?
Yes, we have them cut twice a year. That's for when they're in the countries with the rocks and things like that, you know. But they're very soft on the ground because you can see, like...
This is really nice lawn underfoot, yeah, and this is where they live full-time.
Yeah, that's right. They don't ruin people's property. You just don't let them in your vegetable patch or your garden patch.
What do they like to eat out of the garden?
Oh, anything. Yes, anything. Although they do kind of know there is things like camellias and rhododendrons, lettuce leaves that they don't like, and there's poison to them. So you've got to watch that they don't eat those kind of things. But I'm pretty fine here because, I mean, I'm just bush, and they'll just eat bush, yes. And bush, you know, off the leaves off the trees there and things like that, you know. So
if they get out, do they wander far or do they like to hang out with you?
No, well, I can let them out and they'll just wander around here. If I left the gate open, they'd go kind of walking up the road to see what was going on. Yes, they will tend to go out through a gate.
Do they know their names individually, yes, or is there a generic alpaca call that you have?
No, they know their names. These two came to me and I didn't know what I was going to call them, and they have a little tags on, and so I called them B1 and B2 because I didn't know what to call them. And the other one came to me and he was called Alan. What a name for alpaca. So he got called Alan.
Alan the alpaca, that's good.
Yes, but the other one renamed Rudy himself.
Alan and Alistair and Alison and on it goes.
Yeah, and he's a nice boy, but I can't put him in with him because this one bites him.
Ah, they don't get on.
And I won't say where on the... You know where.
They're where there's it shouldn't matter anymore, but it does.
Yes, yes. So but these three are happy together.
Yes. So you're just going to keep it as a little herd of four and just keep making small amounts of the wool? Is it still worth your while to send stuff off to New Zealand?
I actually don't send any of my wool itself off to New Zealand. My wool here goes to spinners.
So what do the spinners say about your wool?
Love it. Yeah. They clean it and then spin it up.
Do you just give it to them or is it sold to them?
No, usually I give it to them. I've got to pay for the shearing, but I usually give it to them, yes, yes.
What is the joy of an alpaca garment? How does it feel on?
It's so beautiful. It's soft, warm, it's not heavy, and if you've got a wool allergy, you should be able to wear alpaca because alpaca has no lanolin in it. And that's where people who have a problem with wool, it's the lanolin in it. But no, it's beautiful. Beautiful and soft.